I don't know if I'm back on, but I think so. So welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. Doing this remotely is a little bit difficult for me. I'm on a phone here in Park City, Utah. You can email me at bruce@bruceallen.com, and I hope you'll follow me on Twitter at Bruce Allen. Pastor Drew Sams is not with us this week, but we have a very special replacement, Holly Flanders. Holly Flanders was a U.S. Olympian downhiller in 1980 and 84. She has conducted the Women's Pacific Camps for more than 10 years at Canyon Ski Resort. She also has a unique perspective on parenting, having largely been a single mom to three children. One of her boys, Alex Schlope, I hope I said that right, is an X Games champion and candidate for the Winter Olympics in Sochi, Russia in 2014 in slope-style skiing. Welcome to the show, Holly.
Thank you. Glad to be
here. It is such a pleasure to have you. What the heck is slope-style skiing?
Slopestyle is the park. There are some rails, you know, you grind some rails and you do tricks, and then there are some jumps. And it's a judged event. So you run the course and you're judged. And they do some amazing tricks, which I just can't even believe they're doing these days.
So does your son do it on skis or on a snowboard?
Skis. But, you know, it's both snowboarding and skiing. He's a skier himself.
Do you believe, like I do, this is really sort of off topic, but do you believe that ever since the twin-tip skis were introduced, that the skiers are doing more interesting tricks than the boarders?
Well, I believe that. I think that with their independent leg action, they can actually do more. They can get more amplitude, and they can do more interesting grabs and tricks and things. But I tell you, I admire all of them.
I do too, but I agree with you. I think the first time I saw a twin tip skier go off a jump backwards, I thought that they had made a mistake.
Yes.
And I went, oh my God, look, he's going off it backwards. And the fact that there is a backwards and forwards is so much more dramatic than toe side and heel side on a board.
Yeah, true. I agree with that.
So listen, before we talk more about skiing, I would really love if you have any thoughts or comments about our topic today about how our kids react to criticism and what you may have experienced raising your boys along the way, and you have them from age 12 to 24 now, so I would really like to get some of your perspective.
Well, I think, you know, you talked about society's, you know, being a little bit too easy, you know, people getting awards for showing up. Well, I think the kids, they can see right through that. And awards only hold value if they've really had to earn them. And they can achieve that in sports. I think sports is a great thing for kids. You know, when you're raising kids, you get them into sports, and that gives them great kind of makes them tough, gives them great experiences, makes them better able to function later on in the world when things are tough, frankly.
You know, the thing, though, that really blows my mind is I agree with you that certainly at the upper level grades, the real achievers and the real competitors are basically sifted out from the ones that aren't. But at the lower levels in Little League and that sort of thing, they are doing things like not keeping score, and everybody gets a hit. They don't keep track of pitches and strikes. I mean, to me, this is teaching them early on, you know, that there isn't a value in being that one person is better than the other. I mean, you're an Olympian. If you didn't do well enough, you wouldn't have made the team. It's very simple.
I know. I agree with you there. I think people are becoming more aware of that. And you know that the kids are keeping score themselves.
Yes. Yeah. And, you know, the playground is a very harsh environment. So when they choose teams, they are choosing the kids that they know are the better ones. Maybe in the organized sports, at the lower levels, there's a lot of this nonsense. But on the playground, and when they choose their own teams to play soccer, volleyball, baseball, whatever, the kids know who are the kids that can throw, who are the kids that can catch, who are the ones that can hit. And you're absolutely right.
Yes.
So let's talk about skiing. I just out of curiosity, how old were you when you strapped on the boards?
I was 3, and I started all my kids at 3 or 2. I just thought it was important for them to get out there and give it a try.
Now, did all 3 of them take to it?
They all took to it, but I tried to get them all involved in racing because I thought that would be good for them, you know, build a good, strong base of skiing. And none of them wanted to race. They're like, Mom, you know, they wanted to go out and ski, but they didn't want to race. They wanted to do other things. And then my son, Alex, when he was about 10, started to do this park skiing and slope style. You know, he was building jumps with his buddies, and that's what the kids want to do these days. But I'm really glad that early on I put him into gymnastics. I had actually all my kids do gymnastics because I think that's a really good base for body awareness.
I agree. And what the kids do now, I imagine the hardest part has got to be watching your kid compete and just seeing him get a certain, as you say, amplitude. It's got to at times be really scary.
You are not kidding. It was so funny being at the X Games. It was about 2 or 3 weeks ago. And standing at the bottom with the other mothers of athletes who were doing that stuff, and they're all white-knuckled and just, like, biting their fingernails.
It's like they watch, but they don't want to watch.
Yeah, we all want to support our kids and the other kids, and we want them to have fun and be successful and to be safe and be challenged. And, you know, we just want the best for all of the kids.
You know, it's very interesting what you said early on. The fact that we have this kind of everybody wins and everybody gets an award system going on at the primary levels really does speak very well for getting our kids involved in sports where performance is actually judged based on your skill and what you deliver. And I'd never thought of that in this context before, but it can't be covered up. Yes, you could get an award for, you know, being on the team, but as you advance into high school and higher, you don't get anything if you don't earn it. So I actually think that sports may be more important to our kids' mental and emotional health than it ever has been, given all these other countervailing things that are being forced upon them.
Yes, and I think it keeps them occupied and into a positive direction rather than, you know, spinning off into other things.
So we only have a couple minutes left. Holly, please tell me a little bit more about the canyons. I'm new at here, and I love skiing at the canyons, but tell me why you like it.
Oh, I absolutely love Canyons Resort. I have been there 16 years, and summer and winter. I love the mountain biking in the summer. Matter of fact, I built a mountain bike trail there. And in the winter, I run women's ski workshops. If you go to the CanyonsResort.com website, you can find the women's workshops on under the ski school tab.
If I show up in drag, will you take me?
You have to make sure you're cleanly shaven and sure, come along.
I would just love to witness that experience. I'm actually kidding. What else about what sets the canyons apart? I mean, you've been here for a long time. What was it? I forgot what it used to be called, but when I first came to Park City, it wasn't called the Canyons. Whatever it was like the baby resort, and now it's this monster.
Yeah, it was Park West, and it morphed into the Canyons, and the terrain there is actually extremely awesome, wonderful. It, you know, it's interesting for all levels of skier, and there's a lot of variety. And they've done so much to the mountain, and they have some of the best food around.
I can vouch for that. I had the chocolate waffle yesterday. They call it the torpedo. When I first saw it, the little hut that serves the waffles, I thought it said Bruges. I thought it said Bruce's Waffles. And it's, in fact, Bruges with a G.
Yeah.
The food really is pretty amazing. Listen, we are out of time, unfortunately. I'd love to have you back, Holly. Please tell our listeners where they can find you.
Yes. Well, they can find me at hollyflanders.com. My information's on there. And canyonsresort.com for the, you know, all the women's programs and everything on the mountain at Canyons.
Terrific. And it's The Canyons on Twitter. It's The Canyons is their Twitter handle. Holly, it's been a pleasure. Thank you very much. I will be back with some closing remarks after. Oh, excuse me. It's not closing remarks. I'll be back with Dr. Jennifer Weberman after these commercials.
I'll be what I am.